Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two twag indigenous guys. Chumukimanish nindao, dashneo, abajatun, anishna, bemoen, and also gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. So, for this episode, what I wanted to do is read the excerpt from Mushka Bevis that talks about when to use B forms and also just share a list of terms that kind of indicate that B form is going to be used. So, B form or dependent form or conjunct form, changed form, all those things are kind of used interchangeably. There are words in the Ojibwe language that kind of indicate, oh yeah, I know that I'm going to be doing that B form. Anyway, I think this is as good a time as I need to read the Oshka Bewis section. When to use B form. Anytime you want to establish a dependent clause, like when it's raining, if there's a tornado, when it started, if they are used, you must use the dependent be form. Also, if you have multiple verbs in your sentence, no two verbs can be in the A form unless they are separated by the particles dash and but, gaye and gama or minoa and again. Also, some particles and preverbs are guaranteed B-form introducers, meaning that your verb must be in B-form after these words or preverbs. Particles like me, it is, and gishben, if, require that the following verb be in B-form. So do preverbs, like je, to, so that, in order to, and jibwa, before. All right, so hopefully that is helpful. There are some surprising things in there to me, I guess. Me as a B-form introducer, like these are the words, right, that mean that you're going to use B-form after it. So me being one of those was surprising to me. I didn't realize that. I'm so used to seeing me as just a collection of kind of words like misago or midash or those sorts of things where it's just like a standalone statement rather than part of a sentence. So it's possible that earlier in the podcast I may have used me without doing a B form conjugation after it as one of the examples. So apologies with that. And kind of along those same lines, this isn't necessarily an error, but in our Ojibwe language table, one of our regular attendees, Wayne, pointed out that, gijita, which I have used in the podcast as a VII, is a VAI. And I kind of had this brief moment of panic that maybe I had taken off on a gud there. But it's just in Oshka Bewis during this glossaries, gijita is handled as a VII. It's one of the examples for pluralization where it's gijita one. But gijita is a VAI as well. Maybe it's a VII too for some people, but even in that same issue of Oshka Bewis, gijita is in the main glossary as the VAI translation of it, which is like, Ween is ready or he or she is ready, gijita. So gijita magad would still make that a VII for sure, cover all your bases, gijita magad. And it might just be one of those things where, it's used for a couple of things. But yeah, some other giji things for finishing it. So gijitun is the VTI form, the verb that's transitive and inanimate. That means to finish something, gijitun. Gijikan, finish something if it's an animate. Gijikau, finish someone, finish working on someone. Gijikan is also VTI, sorry. Gijikau is the VTA form of it. Gijita, to be ready. So you'll see that giji kind of as part of a word often. Maybe technically gijita magad would be the safer way to say gijita, where it's clear you're talking about an object, an inanimate object being finished rather than a person being ready or finished up. So anyway, apologies for those errors on the previous episode, previous episodes. So I don't really know. This is sort of a shorter episode. We're getting towards the end where it's not as clear to me where to do the breaks. So this episode is just going to be about B form introducers, really, and kind of when to use B form. Talked about this a little bit in previous episodes, but I still know that it's kind of challenging to know what B form is, what conjunct, changed, all these things. B form, conjunct, changed, dependent. These are all words people will use that are the same thing, mean the same thing, of being dependent on something, not being independent, needing another idea to complete the sentence, not a standalone object, right? Conjunct, to be joined to something. Be form, as in the changed form, not the a form, the standalone form. Changed form, that's the changed form, the non-normal form for if it's just going to stand alone on its own. I think these be form introducers are really helpful for me to like understand. It was really helpful for me to understand what be form was doing by thinking about Gishpin. Like, Gishpin. If. Gishpin. Well, if what? You know, there's another concept that has to be there. So Gishpin, Gisinad, Gisinag. Gishpin, Gisinag. Like, if it's cold, you know? That if we just said Gisina, right? We just said Gisina, and we didn't say, If we said Gishpin Gisina, it doesn't really make any sense. It's if, and then it is cold. It's a standing, like a separate sentence, right? I think it helps to remember that. It helps to remember that all of the Ojibwe words are like the verbs are all standalone sentences. So if you say Gishpin as if, and then you say Gisina, what you're really saying is if. And then, like, kind of a separate sentence is, it is cold. In English, it sounds like, well, if it is cold, that makes sense to us. But, like, in Ojibwe, those are separate things, right? Gishpin, you know, Gisina, like, it's very clear that way. So if we want to be saying something is going to happen contingently on, like, if it's cold or not, then we'd say Gishpin Gisina. And we want to make sure that Gisina is tied to the Gishpin. It's tied to whatever else is informing it. And so that's why we do that B-form conjugation, right? So Gisina, rather than Gisina, it's Gisinag. We've got that G at the end of it. So Gisina, it is cold. Gisinag, when it is cold. So Gishpin, Gisinag, if it is cold. If it is cold. You don't have to say if when it is cold for translating it into English for yourself. But if when it's cold, if that helps you, go for it. But you don't have to. Gishpin, Gisinag, if it's cold. So Gishpin Gisinag. It's hard because this is where I really want to add in a VAI. Gishpin Gisinag. Gawin da gimme one zinun. Right? Gishpin Gisinag. Gawin da gimme one zinun. So if it's cold, it isn't going to rain. Like, it's not raining. It's not raining if it's cold because it'll be snowing then, right? So we'll think of some more examples, I guess, as we go here. But there are other B-form introducers, right? So me is that one. Me means that's it. This is this thing, whatever. Or this is. The other big one, Gishpin, we've talked about. That's the if one. One of my favorite ones is a pagish, which means, like, hopefully. So a pagish wasayamagak. You know, hopefully it's sunny. A pagish wasayamagak. That's a good phrase. A pegish minogijigak. Pegish minogijigak. Another good one. So hopefully a pegish. Sometimes you'll see that as umbegish, like there's an M in there. Sometimes just pegish or begish. But I kind of like the a pegish, APEGISH, a pegish. And so, yeah, when you use those words, you kind of know that you're going to be in B form. And if you want to, that's, you know, for negative as well, of course. So, a pegish zogipon zinok. A pegish zogipon zinok. Hopefully it is not snowing. A pegish zogipon zinok. I guess really some of these words, these like B form introducers, are easier for me to think of as B form concluders, like that round up the sentence. So hopefully a thing happens after a thing happened, before a thing happened, that kind of completes the thought. I went looking for a big list of B-form introducers because in my head I thought I had seen one online, and I know there's a lot of great Ojibwe language resources available online now. So I went to Ojibwe Facebook, that Ojibwe language table group on Facebook, where basically all of the information in that Magad episode came from. So I went looking there again, and there really wasn't a satisfying answer. A couple words that weren't in Oshkebewis, like Ishkwa, but that was about it. There was another word on there too. So if you looked at that group, onzam, that was on there. Onzam is a great word. It means too much of something. But I don't know that it's a B-form introducer. I think it's one of these things that you can use B-form with, but you don't have to necessarily. The examples on Ojibwe language people's table definitely have A-form versions, but it's not always going to be that case. You know, it doesn't, if you say onzam, you don't have to be B form. I think the examples on the People's Ojibwe Language Dictionary were like onzam dekwa, onzam bicha. Like these are, it's too short, it's too far. Like those are standalone things. They don't need to be in B form. And in fact, looking through here, none of the examples are in B form. So anyway, I'm not going to talk about it beyond what I did, just in case it's wrong or something. But onzam is definitely still a good word. Too much, excessively, something along those lines. Jibwa though, Jibwa is good. Let's look at our examples for so if Jibwa is before, sorry, I'm just typing it into the dictionary to kind of make sure it's right. Oh, okay, so Jibwa, before. So Jibwa, what are our examples here? So Jibwa Majiduying, yep, that's in B form. Jibwa Gugwedean, yep, that's in B form. Jibwa Majaying. Okay, yeah, so this is good. You can just add it right to the verb. So Jibwa Zogipong, you know, before it snows. Jibwa Zogipong, before it snows. Be a helpful way to think of it that way. Or Ishkwa Zogipong, after it snows. Jibwa Zogipong, before it snows. Ishkwa Zogipong, after it snows. Anyway, some good B-form stuff there. All right. I think that's about it. I'm actually re-recording this. I had like a whole other 20 minutes of me rambling, but I think it's okay to keep it succinct here. Try to like really hammer this B stuff in. It's going to be... So next week we're going to talk about C form, which makes things sound even more complicated than they are. But it's the last kind of big conjugation. And for me, I had a really hard time keeping B form, A form, and C form separate because I never really completed it, maybe. And so still sometimes I use C form when I don't have to. But it's easy. It's easy. The reason I use it a lot is because it's easy. It's an easy thing to just kind of slip into. But it does a very different thing to the word. But that's what we're going to be doing next week. So listen to these B form stuff. Get it solid in your head. And, you know, I can't think of a better way to make sure that you get that B form stuff in your head than a quiz. So let's do the quiz. I guess I was thinking one final point before we do these quizzes, because it's going to come into here. Sometimes B forms don't have tenses when you think they should in English. And maybe there's a reason that this makes a lot of... There's probably linguistic reasons to explain this, because it's not all the time. Sometimes B form stuff has tense markers. But like, especially I'm thinking of some of the tense markers that already have... or some of these B form things that already kind of have a time built into it. So like umpegish, apegish, hopefully, or I hope. That's already kind of got a future thing built into it, so it doesn't get paired with tenses very often. The examples on Ojibwe Language People's Dictionary, anyway, you know, like apegish minogishik akwabang. So that's saying, hopefully it will be a nice day tomorrow, or I hope it'll be a nice day tomorrow. Like, tomorrow is a different day, but we don't have a tense marker on it. And then the next sentence that's part of the same example does have a tense marker on it, but it's an A form. Gida andobinewimen. Gida andobinewimen. You know, we could go partridge hunting. We could. That da, that future tense. So it's not for umpegish minogishika kwabung, because it just isn't there. I was trying to think, does it show up in ishkwa? That would be confusing. See, now it does have a tense marker with ishkwa sometimes, but but not all the time. So, gi ishqua gedasagadeg ilmenomen mejigua gi mimigojika gadeg. So that's the example. After the rice is parched, then it's thrust. Gi ishqua gedasagadeg. So that is B form, right? But it's got a tense marker, gi, before ishqua. And then one of the other examples has it too. Dibikong gi ishqua wisiniyang. You know, last night after supper. So there we've got it. But with the Apagish examples, you don't see it. So the tense markers are a little goofy. The middle example, numaya ishqua migadewag igi animishug. A little while ago, the dog stopped fighting. Numaya ishqua migadewag. Yeah. I don't know. Manjidok. But anyway, with Apagish, or hopefully, or I hope, don't really see tense markers very often. Which leads us to our first quiz question. Anin ekedong. Let's see here. Anin ekedong. Hopefully, it is not snowing. Hopefully, it is not snowing. Or I hope it is not snowing. There's the time it takes me to write out the question. Ani nekedong, hopefully it is not snowing. Onjibwe moen. Hopefully it is not snowing. Yeah, that's the answer here. Apagish, right? That was our hopefully. Zogipon, that's our snowing. And then zinok. Apagish, zogipon, zinok. Hopefully it is not snowing. Now zogipo, zogipon. Same word. You could have said Apagish Zogipo Magasinok. That would have been fine too. But Apagish Zogipon Zinok. Hopefully it is not snowing. All right. Anin Ekedong Jaganashimoin. Anin Ekedong Jaganashimoin. Kishben. Oh, shoot. I was supposed to say that in. No, that's right. Kishben. I'm a professional. Kishben. Gimewan. Zinok. Kishpin, give me one zinok. Kishpin, give me one zinok. Jada. Kishpin, give me one zinok. Jada. Do you know that Jada? That's sort of extra credit here. So, Kishpin, give me one zinok is the part that I want you to remember how to do. Jada is great if you know it, but we haven't covered it yet. So, Kishpin, give me one zinok. Jada. Kishpin, give me one zinok, jada. Here's me writing the answer. Kishpin, give me one zinok. Yeah, kishpin, if, right? Kishpin, give me one. What's give me one mean? Yeah, that's our rain. So kishpin, give me one zinok. What's that zinok do? That's the negative. So yeah, if it's not raining, jada. Jada, if you have it, that's a VAI command form, and that's saying let's go. If it's not raining, let's go. Okay, good job. Ani nekedong. Ani nekedong ojibwe moen. Ani nekedong ojibwe moen. When it is cold, it snows. When it is cold, it could snow. That's what we'll say. When it is cold, it could snow. Ani nekedong ojibwe moen. When it is cold, it could snow. When it is cold, it could snow. Ani nekedong ojibwe moen. When it is cold, it could snow. When it is cold, it could snow. All right. So, when it is cold, it could snow. It's a complex sentence, right? When it is cold is dependent on, that's sort of like that when there tells you that it's needing something else to complete the idea. So, when it is cold, that should be your B form. And then it could snow should be your A form. And because it's it could snow, we're going to put a tense marker on there too. So when it is cold, it could snow. Ani nekedong ojibwe moen. That is right. Gisina magak da zogipon. Or gisina Gisenag, you could say too. Gisenag da zo gipon, or Gisenamagak da zo gipon. When it is cold, it could snow. All right. Aninekadong shaganashim when. Let's do another. Translate it to. Aninekadong shaganashim when niskadad we se ang. Ani nekadong jaganashimo en niskadad we se ang. All right, so our B form there, right? We se ang. Can you hear that little G in there? Niskadad, standalone. Niskadad we se ang. So niskadad, it is nasty weather. We se ang, when it tornadoes. Sort of a weird translation, but that's what it is. Niskadad we se ang. All right, nishishin. It is nasty weather when it tornadoes. All right, aninekadong ojibwemoen. I hope it is a nice day. Aninekadong ojibwemoen. I hope it is a nice day. Aninekadong ojibwemoen. I hope it is a nice day. Sorry, that was the quiz jaw harp scrape in there. Aninekadong. I hope it is a nice day. Got it. Should be an easy one. I hope it is a nice day. Apegish, right? There's our I hope or hopefully. Apegish mino gijigak. So gijigad, mino gijigad would be it in A form. It is a nice day, mino gijigad. And we get rid of that D, add a K. Mino gijigak. Apegish mino gijigak. All right, good. And now we'll do a nice easy one for our last quiz question of the day here. Anin ekedong jaganashimuin. How do you say this in English? And our example should be Waseyamagad. 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 Anin ekedong jaganashimuin. Waseyamagad. Just a single word sentence here. Waseyamagad. And jaganashimoen, that's right, it means it is sunny. Good job. All right, everybody. We will talk about C form and big complicated questions next week. See you then.